Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The woman who admitted she ran over a Philadelphia police officer 5 years ago during the civil unrest has been sentenced to some time in prison. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the officer was forced to retire. Hall will surrender at the end of October. Philadelphia police are looking for the driver they say struck and killed an elderly woman in Overbrook last week. It was just before 5:30 Friday evening when investigators say a man driving east along Lancaster Avenue near 54th Street in a black Infiniti sedan hit 77-year-old Dorothea Cathell. Police say the driver then fled the scene and dropped off a passenger at a pizza shop near 56th and Girard Avenue. Cathell was taken to the hospital where she died about 30 minutes later. Investigators say the car had a Delaware paper tag. A picture of the vehicle and suspect can be seen on our website, kywnewsradio.com. Anyone with information should call police. Don't plan on getting anywhere quickly along City Avenue for a while. PennDOT is starting a project that will squeeze traffic in Bala Cynwyd for more than a year and a half. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports. Officials say 12,000 vehicles use that stretch of road every day. Drivers in Camden County are being asked to pack a little extra patience this week as there are a number of road projects happening all at once there. KYW's South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has more. Work on many of these is expected to wrap up this week, and then it's on to the next as the county works through $161 million that was dedicated to road projects. Experts are worried about the year-round impact of salt pollution in Delaware County's waterways. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, they're asking for the public's help to figure out how bad the problem is. A link to sign up for the program is on our website, kywnewsradio.com. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.